Well, you certainly timed it correctly with the weather that it is Christmas Angels time once again.
Yes, finally, something is cooperating with us. The trees are up at Blue Baker right now, so that's both locations. That's the one on University and the one on Dominic. Every year, we get a list from Health and Human Services. These are all children within the Brazos Valley who would not have a Christmas were it not for the generosity of the Brazos Valley. So that's where we get our names and all of our information. And then we put them on these tags. So each tag will have a child's name, age, pant size, shirt size, shoe size, as well as their Christmas wishes or their gift wishes. So we give you all the information you need. All we ask is that you go and adopt these angels. This year, we are starting with 600. So it's a tall order, but I think we can get it done, and we might have a few more that we add in the coming weeks.
And let's go back to Blue Baker now and their involvement and how folks can go there and pick up the names and the list of those Christmas angels.
You can go there. You can pick out the angels. Maybe you want to get an angel that's your child's age so you can go shopping when you're shopping for your children. Or a lot of people love the smaller kids, so the ones that are between 1 month and 9 months, those seem to go the fastest. So if you do want to shop for a younger child, I would definitely advise you go sooner rather than later because they will be chosen the fastest. But we have all of the angels up for adoption. We go to age 12. A lot of these kids want jackets this year. So very, very simple items. And remember, you're providing Christmas for kids who would not otherwise have a Christmas. So it's really important to all of us here at Bryan Broadcasting. I know a lot of people love to be involved with this every year. And if you can't make it out to Blue Baker, that's fine. We also have a website, mychristmasangels.com. You can go there. You can search by age. You can search by gifts. Maybe you really want to buy bikes this year. You can search for bikes and you can adopt them in that way. We also take monetary donations because every year, even though we have such generous people in the Brazos Valley adopt angels, things happen. Sometimes you run out of time, you forget the deadline. So we always have angels that are adopted but do not come back. So we use that money to go in and then buy all the presents for what we call our fallen angels or the ones that are not returned. We also use that money to supplement gifts within families. So if a business wants to adopt a child and then that one business buys one kid 37 presents, well, we have to kind of do some adjusting within the family to make sure that everyone has an equal Christmas. So it's a really great thing to get involved with. You can do it as a business or you can do it with your family. Maybe do that over the Thanksgiving break. A lot of people love to do that. All of that is available at mychristmasangels.com. And then maybe you want a prize on WTAW and you want to come get that. You can also adopt an angel at the front desk. So we've made it very easy. Tons of ways you can get involved. And we're just asking for your help.
Bottom line is that we know how generous the Brazos Valley is, and we're not expecting anything less this year.
Exactly. And just another note, if you do go out and you do adopt angels, remember that we need them wrapped and we need them labeled because it's such a high volume of gifts, and we've got to store them all somewhere, and obviously we want to store one kid's presents together. So it makes it a lot easier if you either photocopy that tag that you get or you just write on the presents. It doesn't matter how you do it. Just label them all. You'll see the angel number. It will be that big red number on the tag. So just use that to cover all the presents and wrap them, of course. And the deadline for presents is Friday, December 11th. Did it on a Friday this year because I know in the middle of the week things get crazy. So this is just end of the day, maybe you're getting off of work, just drop off your presents and you're free for the weekend.
Again, Blue Baker's in College Station on Dominic and University, and also at mychristmasangels.com should have all the answers to all the questions. But if somebody still has a question that they can't get an answer to from those locations, where do they go?
Actually, I'm just going to go ahead and give my direct line here at Bryan Broadcasting because the calls come to me anyway. So we'll just snip that in the bud. My phone number is 979-695-3236. That's 979-695-3236. Or you can email me, Katie, K-A-T-Y, at BryanBroadcasting.com. That's Katie with a Y at BryanBroadcasting.com.